Act 1.
The Wood.
Deepening Twilight.
Vivace.
Welcome, Wanderer. Please use the map you have been given to find your way from one place to the next. You have begun at location number 1. You are listening to track number 1. Later, you will move on to location 2, listen to track 2, and so on and so forth, etc., et al., and the like. Goodbye. I'll be thinking of you.
I don't even know where to begin. The beginning? Where's that? Is the beginning my beginning, or is the beginning his beginning? Or is the beginning really my parents' beginning? Maybe. Sometimes. I couldn't tell you how my parents met. It was just so long ago, the beginning. I don't know.
My happiest memories are the trips to the forest. Mum and my sister Helena were never allowed to come. It was just me and Dad. We'd go for a long weekend, but it was never long enough. 4 days will quickly steep themselves in night. 4 nights will quickly dream away the time.
The little sparrow is in steep decline in the urban context. Numbers are down 70% and we don't really know why. Other birds haven't declined so sharply, but the sparrow is nearly gone.
Now, my career as a singer was never everything that it could have been. Oh, don't get me wrong, there are people who I went to music college with who just never worked at all. So, compared to those poor blighters, I was very lucky, you see.
Lots of people have said, how wonderful. I will go there myself to clear my head, to think things through.
To read a book, to hear the trees.
To watch the kids, to feel the sun.
To remember, recall, reminisce, recollect.
But at the Royal Academy, I had always been the talented one, the one that would go on to great things. I thought the work would just fall in my lap, you see. Covent Garden would say, we heard how fantastically you sang La Mamma Morta, and then I'd be the next Janet Baker. So, if I think of what had been predicted for me, then I could become terribly bitter. But if I look at those other wretches who got nothing at all, then I could be very pleased, you see.
The main action of A Midsummer Night's Dream takes place in the forest, 7 leagues from Athens, and most of that action is narratively powered by the battle between Fairy King Oberon and Queen Titania. They are at odds over a young Indian prince given to Titania by the prince's mother. Of this discourse, we more will hear anon.
Puckish. What does that word mean? Does it mean mischievous? I suppose you could describe my father as puckish. Other people described him as a pain in the arse, but I wouldn't say that. Not really. Maybe. Sometimes.
Whenever Dad came home from a tour, we'd have a special slap-up meal, just the four of us. My mother was a very good cook, when she put her mind to it. And he would tell us funny stories about the other opera singers, and we'd all hang on his every word.
The Indian boy is so beautiful that Oberon wishes to have him for himself. Titania refuses. Oberon vows to obtain the boy, and thus all the mischief of the play is rooted in Oberon's overwhelming desire for this changeling Indian boy. So, we must ask, what is the nature of that desire?
But what I wanted to say is this. If Midsummer Night's Dream had been the only opera I'd ever done, I couldn't have been happier. I truly believe that it is Benjamin Britten's greatest composition. So strange, so haunting, especially Oberon singing in that high countertenor, almost disturbing voice. Welcome, Wanderer! Oh, genius, you see. Genius.
So, I can't start at their beginning, but I can start at mine. I was born on the 23rd of April, the same birthday as Shakespeare, my dad always told me, which was apt because his name is Robin Goodfellow. My brother's name is also Robin Goodfellow. except we never called him Robin. Moth was our family nickname. My mother tried calling me Mustard Seed for a while, but I ignored her, so that nonsense soon stopped. Anyway, Robin Senior, our father, left us when I was about 11. I met an academic recently who told me that actually nobody knows Shakespeare's birth date. I laughed about it. Really laughed.
Sparrows are intensely social birds. They indulge in what one might call social singing. We can't quite define what the significance of this is. Though, of course, we don't really understand why humans sing. But sing we do.
Dad and I usually arrive in the forest late in the evening. Fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens. We'd pitch the tent and go straight to sleep. My favourite bit was waking up in the first morning, next to him in that small tent. My eyes would be sticky from sleep, like someone had come in the night and put something in them. I'd wake up at dawn and watch his profile in half light, half darkness. Sleeping sound in the dank and dirty ground. Half sleep, half waking. Watch his chest rise and fall. He had a huge barrel chest. Opera singer lungs, he would say. He'd sigh and gasp while he slept. Almost inaudible unless you were really close. Almost uncomfortably close. I could feel my father on my skin. His bones touched mine. I was happy. I would watch his profile, the rise and fall of his chest. Listen to the birds crackle and click in the undergrowth, rise and fall, almost inaudible, sigh and gasp, really close, crackle and click, almost uncomfortably close.
Hello again, wanderer. Please use your map to find your way to location 2. When you get there, use your player to skip forward to track 2. Wait. Wilt thou hear some music? How shall we beguile the lazy time, if not with some delight? Here's a song to listen to as you walk. Skip forward to track 2 when you get to location 2. Be seeing you. Out of hearing. Gone. No sound. No word. If you've arrived at location 2, skip forward to track 2. If you're still walking, pause your player now and skip forward when you arrive.